Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got the authority, the devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of devi. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the devi authority. Coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the fantasy authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. This is episode 27, and we're continuing our all devi conference series, and today we're looking at the ACC. So again, I'm building a Superflex Start 10 fantasy team with all the all-stars from the ACC, and we'll go ahead and start off with the quarterbacks. So with the 2023 class coming up, there's a lot of discussion around who's going to be that quarterback three after C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, and it seems like there's 10-plus guys that you hear their names dropped that are battling out for that QB3 slot, and here's two of them right here to headline my ACC team. So I'm going to start off with NC State quarterback Devin Leary. 6'1", 215, last year 65.7% completion percentage, 3,433 passing yards, 35 touchdowns, 5 interceptions for a QB rating of 157. He's accurate, he's got a quick release, not the biggest arm, but he can place it perfectly pretty much anywhere on the field, and he's gotten better every single year in college. So watch out for Devin Leary at NC State. My second quarterback kind of fits the pro-style QB mold a little bit better, 6'4", 225, rather than being a little bit smaller framed like Leary, and that's Tyler Van Dyke at Miami. So again, 6'4", 225, good frame, 62.3% passing last year, 2,931 passing yards, 25 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. That's a QB rating of 160.1. He's got a strong arm you'd expect from a guy with that kind of frame. He's flashed NFL throws pretty much in every game he's played in. Though the one concern I have is we got the new regime coming into Miami this year. Historically, they haven't been the most quarterback-friendly regime, so hopefully they don't limit Van Dyke's progression. But nonetheless, he burst on the scene last year and really blew it up for the Hurricanes. So excited to see his progression. So moving on to my running back room. My headlining running back here is going to be Will Shipley at Clemson. So 5'11", 200. Last year, 149 carries, 739 yards, 11 touchdowns. Also had 16 catches for 116 yards receiving. He's got a good frame. He came in at 200 pounds as a freshman last year. He's got great speed and a natural feel for the running back position, and he should see receiving work. I know I said only 16 catches last year, but coming out of high school, this guy profiled as a very, very high caliber receiving back. So I expect him to be more involved in Clemson's passing game and expect a huge year from Will Shipley at Clemson. My second running back is Izzy Abanaconda from Pittsburgh. So Israel Abanaconda, Izzy for short, 5'11", 215. Last year, 123 carries, 651 yards, 7 rushing touchdowns. Also had 24 catches for 197 receiving yards and a touchdown. He's got perfect running back size there at 5'11", 215. He's got excellent hands. He's a plus in the receiving game big time, and he excels between the tackles. So a well-rounded back. Already with NFL size, had 24 catches last year split in time. With the departure of Jordan Addison and Kenny Pickett from Pitt, I expect them to lean on Izzy a little bit more and expect a huge year from Abanaconda at Pittsburgh. So moving on to my wide receiver unit, we're going to go down to North Carolina, and my first receiver is going to be Josh Downs. So 5'10", 180. Last year had 101 catches for 1,335 yards and 8 receiving touchdowns. So just a monster year from Downs last year with Sam Howell. He's got speed for days. He separates quickly. He's got smooth routes. He's nasty with the ball in hands. Really just a total package wide receiver that I think could potentially get into round one. Safely a day two pick in my opinion, though. But he is balling out, and I think he's got a good shot to be a first-round pick. My second receiver really hit the scene last year. It was kind of an unknown before, and that's Virginia wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Wicks is 6'1", 210. Last year had 57 catches for 1,203 yards and 9 receiving touchdowns. He's got a nice frame. He's got strong hands. He's bursty. He's a quick twitch athlete. There's just a lot to like when you watch Wicks, and he had massive production last year to back it up. My third receiver, we're going down to Wake Forest, and we're going to get a long, bigger body receiver here, and that's wide receiver A.T. Perry. 6'5", 205. Last year, extremely productive at Wake Forest. 71 catches, 1,293 yards, and 15 receiving touchdowns. So clearly he knows how to use that big frame well. He's a tall, contested catch guy. He's good at high-pointing the ball. He boxes out with his body well. All of that transitions into him being a monster red zone threat. Now, the one question on him this year is his stud quarterback, Sam Hartman, is out right now. It's an undisclosed medical issue. We don't know how long it'll be. How much will we see his production drop without Hartman there? You know, that will be seen. But nonetheless, A.T. Perry is a guy we need to keep our eyes on with that kind of frame and the kind of production we saw last year in the ACC. So on to my tight end. You know, tight end in this conference, there's a lot of talented guys, but there's no one that's really blowing it up statistically. So I'm really betting on talent here with this, and that's Elijah Arroyo at Miami. So Miami historically has put tight ends in the NFL every single year. It seems like for 30 years now, and it looks like that's going to continue. They have several on campus that are studs, but I'm going to go with Arroyo. He's 6'4", 235 pounds. Last year, just 5 catches for 86 yards and a receiving touchdown. So we at least saw him get a little red zone work there. But a highly regarded tight end at a high school. Receiving traits are his strengths. He needs to improve the dirty work aspects of his game, but I expect him to make big jump this year at Miami. So on to my flexes. Both are going to be wide receivers. My first one, we're going to go up to Pitt, and we're going to grab the guy that's replacing Jordan Addison, and that's Konata Mumfield, the transfer from Akron. So when he committed to Pitt, he didn't know he was replacing Jordan Addison. Addison was still there. Looked like Mumfield was going to be the guy opposite him to set up a nice wide receiver room for Keaton Slovis there, but Addison bolts to USC, and now Mumfield is the wide receiver one after coming over from Akron as a true freshman last year. So Mumfield is 6'1", 180 pounds. Last year at Akron, 63 catches, 751 yards, 8 touchdowns. He's just a technician that loses defenders so quickly, getting into his routes. Big game against Ohio State last year, too. So while playing for Akron, you know, how's he going to transition up? Playing against Ohio State with Akron, he really had a strong game last year. We'll see what he can do at Pittsburgh, but I'm excited to see how it goes. My next receiver is going to be Bo Collins, wide receiver at Clemson. 6'3", 195, highly regarded recruit. 31 catches, 407 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns last year. Just another big Clemson receiver. We know Clemson likes their receivers, 6'3", 200 pounds, and Collins fits right in that mold. His game is getting open and playing the ball in the air rather than being a yards after catch guy, but just tremendous talent. The Clemson situation last year was a mess, but surely there's only nowhere to go but up after what we saw from there last year, and it seems like Collins is their top target. Some honorable mentions. As I mentioned at the top, there is a ton of quarterbacks fighting to be that quarterback three this year, and some other guys here in the ACC that have a shot to at least be mentioned, you know, whether they perform at the Senior Bowl well, good combine, whatever. Some of these guys are going to have really strong seasons this year, and you'll at least hear their names dropped. That's going to be Malik Cunningham, quarterback at Louisville, Phil Jerkovich, quarterback at Boston College, and Brennan Armstrong, quarterback at Virginia. So hopping back up to Cunningham real quick, 6'1", 200. He's more of a runner than a passer. He's your true dual threat quarterback. Like, not he can run a little bit. This guy ran for over 1,000 yards last year, 173 carries, 1,031 yards, and 20 rushing touchdowns last year for Louisville as a quarterback. He also tacked on almost 3,000 passing yards, another 19 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. So definitely a run-first QB, but, I mean, you got to pay attention over 1,000 receiving yards, and the passing numbers are respectable. You know, if his passing can take a leap this year, who knows what the NFL will think about him. So keep your eye on Malik Cunningham there at Louisville. Over to Phil Jerkovich at Boston College. So he was originally at Notre Dame. This was a really highly regarded recruit coming out of high school. 6'5", 225, so that prototypical frame. He only played 6 games last year because he got injured. For his career, he's about a 60% passer for 3,694 yards, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks for his career. He's flashed NFL throws left and right. He's coming off an injury. You know, the time is now for Phil Jerkovich. He's got all the tools. We'll see if he can put it together and get on the NFL's radar in the early rounds. And my last one, like I said, Brennan Armstrong at Virginia. So this guy's a dual threat. He's a lefty. He's a big arm playmaker, but his mechanics are sloppy, in my opinion. I don't enjoy watching his film, but he definitely has some skills. Like I said, he can move on the ground. He's got a big arm, and he balls out. You know, last year, 4,449 passing yards, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, while completing 65% of his passes. Also ran the ball 98 times for 251 yards and got in the end zone 9 times as a runner. So dynamic player at Virginia, very productive. We'll see if he can get on that high-end NFL radar this year. So on to my freshman fire. You guys are going to get a little bonus on the freshman fire for the ACC because the two guys I would have here are both injured. So they're going to be the freshman fire honorable mentions today. So the current freshman fire is going to be the two running backs at UNC. So Amarian Hampton and George Pettaway. Both are highly regarded prospects. And Hampton's like the thunder, Pettaway's like the lightning. So Hampton's the early down goal line guy. Pettaway's the third down back, the receiving back. Both of them looked great in the opener. Pettaway flashed some big playability, and Hampton really filled up the stat sheet as the bell cow for North Carolina. Not really a bell cow, but the leading carrier. But a lot to like from what we saw in that week zero game from North Carolina for both of these freshman running backs. You're going to hear a lot of people talk about, oh, man, this is Jamonte Williams, Michael Carter again. And that's possible. I mean, these guys have different skill sets, and they both look like studs as true freshmen. So we'll see if that can continue as the quality of opponent increases for North Carolina. So the honorable mentions, the guy that would have got these spots if they weren't hurt, are Trevante Citizen, running back at Miami, and Adam Randall, wide receiver at Clemson. I'm not going to go too in-depth into them just because we've gone so far into this already, but check out Citizen and Randall. When they come back from injury, they're going to be guys you want on your Devy roster. So just to recap my team, we'll go back up to the quarterbacks. My quarterbacks were Devin Leary at NC State and Tyler Van Dyke at Miami. My running backs were Will Shipley at Clemson and Israel Abanaconda at Pittsburgh. My wide receivers were Josh Downs at North Carolina, Dontavian Wicks at Virginia, and A.T. Perry at Wake Forest. My tight end was Elijah Arroyo from Miami. My flexes were Konata Mumfield, wide receiver at Pittsburgh, and Bo Collins, wide receiver at Clemson. My honorable mentions were Malik Cunningham, quarterback Louisville, Phil Jurkovich, quarterback Boston College, and Brennan Armstrong, quarterback Virginia. And then my freshman fire was Amarian Hampton and George Pettaway, the running backs at UNC. And then I also threw you Trevante Citizen, running back Miami, and Adam Randall, wide receiver Clemson, once they're back from injury. But that's all I got for today, guys. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel at The Fantasy Authority. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority and find me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. Catch y'all next time.
All these titles and shits from concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority, the Devy authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devy authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.